Hey everyone, welcome back. You know, we love to dig into the trends impacting retailers, and today is no different.
You bet. Always exciting to be back. And today's topic, well, let's be honest, every retail exec I know is feeling the pressure to keep up with the latest technology.
It can be tough to sort through it all. But here's the thing, that hunger for the next big thing can sometimes backfire, you know?
Oh, absolutely. That's actually why we're diving into this article from Multimedia Plus today. It's called The Race to Good Enough. How retailers rush to quick implementation is undermining software quality.
Catchy title. I mean, who wants good enough? But it really got us thinking because I'm sure a lot of you listening can relate to that sense of urgency when it comes to tech decisions.
Right. And that's exactly what this deep dive is all about. We'll be uncovering why so many retailers are settling for those good enough software solutions, and even more importantly, how to break free from that cycle.
Because let's face it, in retail, the wrong software can really throw a wrench in your whole operation.
Definitely. And the article really hit on something that we've been seeing too. Like, the retail industry is almost wired to prioritize speed over everything else.
Oh, yeah, get it done yesterday. We need to launch now, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that often means that software decisions are made with an eye on quick implementation rather than, well, taking the time to really consider the long-term value and quality.
It's kind of like picking a delivery service. Just because they say they're the fastest, even if they have a reputation for losing packages or having terrible customer service.
Perfect analogy. Speed without reliability is, well, ultimately pointless.
Right, totally. So why is this happening? Why are so many retailers falling into this trap?
Well, the article lays out some pretty compelling reasons. Think about it. IT departments are often stretched thin, resources are limited, and there's just constant pressure for immediate results.
Right, everyone wants to see that ROI as quickly as possible.
Exactly. And on top of that, there's just an overwhelming number of software options out there. I mean, how do you even choose?
Yeah, decision fatigue is real. You just want to pick something and move on.
Right. And then throw in the high employee turnover rate in retail.
Oh man, don't even get me started. Training new staff on a complex system can feel like a never-ending battle.
And that's a big part of it too. You know, the article mentions how this fear of complex training often pushes leaders towards solutions that seem simpler, easier to use, at least on the surface.
But those simple solutions can end up being pretty limiting, right?
Oh, absolutely. In the long run, they can create more problems than they solve.
Let's unpack those problems a little bit. The article highlighted some pretty serious consequences of this good enough mindset.
Yes. One of the big ones is it can really impact employee engagement. Think about it. If your team is stuck with a clunky, frustrating software system.
Oh, I can already feel the tension.
Right. Well, what happens? Frustration builds, adoption rates plummet, and before you know it, your team is right back to those old, inefficient ways of working.
So it's like investing in a fancy new espresso machine for your break room. But it's so complicated to use that everyone just goes back to making instant coffee. What a waste.
Exactly. And beyond just impacting morale and productivity, it can also hurt your bottom line.
Ouch, nobody wants that.
Right. The article emphasizes that those cheap solutions often come with hidden costs. Like, think about the need for frequent upgrades. Or, even worse, having to replace the entire system down the line.
Yeah, I guess you really do get what you pay for. So you're battling a productivity slump, and your budget takes a hit.
Pretty much. And meanwhile, while you're dealing with all that, your competitors might be out there using cutting-edge tech to streamline their operations.
You mean like optimizing their supply chain and creating incredible customer experiences?
Exactly. Things like real-time inventory management, you know, or really sophisticated CRM platforms, they're using those tools to get a serious advantage, both in terms of efficiency and customer satisfaction.
So it's almost like a double whammy. You're struggling to keep up, and you're missing out on opportunities to really excel.
That's a great way to put it. And this good enough mentality, it's not just affecting retailers, it's actually shaping how some software vendors are operating too.
Hold on, so you're saying some companies are actually profiting from retailers making these less than ideal software choices? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's kind of wild, right? The article basically points out how some vendors are, well, they're kind of streamlining their products to the point where they're just not robust enough to really handle the complexities of retail.
So they're basically giving retailers the bare minimum, knowing that they're looking for a quick fix.
It is a bit like that. You know, it's almost like instead of really pushing the boundaries of what's possible, they're just focusing on speed and, you know, making things seem really simple.
I bet that's appealing on the surface,
Yeah.
but I imagine it leads to problems down the line.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The article even mentioned that some vendors are actually prioritizing rapid development over stability.
Oh, so more bugs, more security risks.
Yeah.
Exactly. And on top of all that, some vendors are even, get this, limiting customization options, like forcing retailers into this one-size-fits-all approach.
That doesn't sound good. I mean, every retail operation is different, right?
You got it. That's one of the big takeaways here, right? No two retailers are exactly alike, but some vendors are just kind of, well, they're just not prioritizing those unique needs.
It's like buying a prepackaged outfit. It looks great on the mannequin, but who knows if it'll actually fit once you try it on.
Haha, yeah, great analogy. And to top it all off, well, the article highlights how some of these vendors are leaning more into, like, aggressive sales tactics instead of focusing on actual product innovation.
They know retailers are feeling the pressure to make a decision, so they come in with these flashy demos and promises that, well, sometimes don't really match reality.
It happens more than you'd think. I bet some of our listeners have experienced that firsthand. You know, those software demos that promise the world, but then once it's actually implemented, it's a totally different story.
Smoke and mirrors. It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
So how do we escape this good enough trap? The article did offer some solutions, right?
Oh, for sure. It's not all doom and gloom. There's a really insightful roadmap for breaking free from this cycle.
Okay, so less doom and gloom, more solutions. I'm sure our listeners are all ears. What can retail execs do to make sure they're choosing the right software for the long haul?
Well, the first thing is you got to shift your thinking a bit. Like, instead of being laser focused on speed, how fast can we get this implemented? You need to start thinking about long-term success.
So asking questions like, will this solution still be relevant in 3 years, 5 years? Can it grow with our business?
Yes, those are the right questions. Thinking beyond the immediate need and taking a more strategic approach to those decisions.
Because if you outgrow the software, you're right back where you started, right? Mm. Potentially facing another costly replacement.
Exactly. And it's not just about thinking long-term. Another crucial step is to prioritize user experience.
Makes sense. It's got to be something your team can actually use.
Right. I mean, it can't just be easy for IT to deploy. It also has to be intuitive for the people who are going to be using it every single day, your employees.
Because if it's clunky and frustrating to use, they're going to find workarounds. Or even worse, just resist using it altogether, no matter how many fancy features it has.
Totally agree. You hit the nail on the head there. Adoption is key, right? And that starts with making sure the software is actually user-friendly. And, you know, another thing the article emphasized was the importance of considering the total cost of ownership, not just the initial price tag.
Right. Those hidden costs can really sneak up on you.
They really can. Like, you got to think about things like potential retraining costs or future system migrations or even just the lost productivity that comes from using inefficient software. All of that can really add up.
And eat into your profits. So a solution that seems cheap up front might actually end up being way more expensive in the long run.
Exactly. Sometimes you do get what you pay for. So another piece of advice from the article was it's really about finding vendors who are true partners, not just vendors.
I love that idea, software soulmate. Okay, so what does a software soulmate look like?
I'd say it's a vendor who's committed to providing, you know, tailored onboarding, ongoing training, maybe even strategic consulting. Like, they're invested in your success, not just making a quick sale.
So it's like having a dedicated tech support team who actually understands your unique challenges and can help you create custom solutions.
Yes, that's the dream, right? And finally, well, the article really urged retailers to be more demanding. Like, don't settle for mediocrity.
Push back against that good enough mentality.
Exactly. Seek out those companies that are truly prioritizing innovation, who are offering customization and really meaningful integrations, things that can take your business to the next level.
It's about setting higher standards for the entire industry. Don't be afraid to ask those tough questions and really challenge the vendors.
I love that because ultimately, you know, retailers have so much power to shape the future of technology in this industry. You can choose to partner with companies that are committed to delivering real innovation.
So we've talked about the dangers of the good enough trap, the hidden costs, how some vendors are even playing into this trend. But most importantly, we've given our listeners some concrete steps they can take to break free.
It's all about making those strategic technology choices, right? The ones that will set you up for success in the long run.
And that's what it's all about, right? Making choices that will help your business thrive, not just survive.
Exactly. It's an investment, not just an expense.
So well said. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one last thought to ponder.
Ooh, I love a good thought-provoking question.
Imagine, just for a moment, that you had a software solution that could, like, anticipate customer needs before they even knew what they were.
Whoa! Talk about next-level customer service.
Right, and it empowers your employees to make, you know, data-driven decisions in real time.
Okay, now that would be game-changing.
And it seamlessly connects all your channels, online and offline.
So basically, the ultimate retail dream.
That's the vision. So my question for all of you listening is, what steps can you take today to start moving towards that vision?
Yeah, like what partnerships do you need to build? What kind of innovations should you be embracing?
Those are the questions that every retail leader should be asking themselves right now.
Because the technology is out there, right?
It is, and it's evolving so quickly. What seems impossible today could be commonplace tomorrow.
It's true. So never stop exploring. Keep pushing those boundaries.
And whatever you do, don't settle for good enough.
Especially when it comes to shaping the future of your business.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back soon with more deep dives into the world of retail tech. So until then, keep innovating and stay curious.